Yeah, it doesn't matter who you ask now. It's the number one crisis facing America. That is the open border. It affects everyone. My next guest, hoping to snag a Senate seat from the Democrats come November of this year, Mike Rogers, running as a Republican. He served in the House, House Intelligence Committee Chair. He served at the FBI, and he's ready to serve again. Mike, good to have you back.
Steve, it is good to be back, despite all the problems which we face.
Well, right, but here's the thing. We want to work to get these things solved. So we all know about Lake and Riley and this horrible murder in the middle of the campus of the University of Georgia in the middle of the daylight. But another case here in Michigan really makes me scratch my head. Last week, Grand Traverse County Sheriff's Department pulled over a bus, painted black, no real markings on it. It was kind of all over the road. They get in there. The driver doesn't have proper paperwork, doesn't speak English. 19 illegals on the bus don't speak English, don't have proper paperwork. So the Border Patrol shows up. They take them up to the Sioux, to Sioux St. Marie, process them, and turn them loose in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Here's 20 people from Central and South America, I understand. They don't know where they are, don't speak the language, don't have a job, don't have a place to stay. Just turn them loose in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I mean, who's doing the thinking here, Mike?
Well, clearly they're not thinking. And you and I have talked about this before. And at that time, I told everybody that would listen, there is going to be a crime problem like we've never seen because of the way they're doing this. So we don't know who they are. And by the way, they can't be vetted. So they let them loose. So within that 24-hour period, there's no way to vet them with those home countries. We don't have it. Did they walk out of the jail, get the and the government send them north? Well, we know that's happening in Venezuela. So we don't. I've never seen anything like this that not only threatens our national security, it threatens our own personal community security as well. So what are those 19 people going to do spread across the Upper Peninsula? I doubt they'll stay. All of them will stay up that way. They'll work their way down to some bigger population centers.
I guess my point is,
what they're going to do to survive?
Yeah, if they're being dropped off in the Sioux, if they're being dropped off in the Sioux, that means they're being dropped off in Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids and Detroit and Lansing and Alma and who knows where, right? I mean, the fact of the matter is, this is happening in every state. You had 3.2 million people come in last year alone. You've had a million come in since the start of the fiscal year, they've admitted a million. It's probably significantly higher. I don't know. I'm just floored by this, and you're exactly right. It's going to spike crime because it's not just the murders in Georgia. It's the robberies in Southeast Michigan of fancy homes. It's the delivery of fentanyl, which 400 Americans will die from fentanyl poisoning today, tomorrow, the next day. And it just goes on and on and on. This explosion of crime and sadly, of Americans dying.
Oh, yeah. And this, I'm hoping, is the indication that this is the wake-up call for the absolute failure to do what the government is supposed to do, is protect its citizens. That's the number one rule. And so Democrat policy, liberal policy, and what you see happening out of the Biden administration has gotten us exactly this. Here's the good news, Steve. I was at an event in Southeast Michigan yesterday. I had a currently elected local official Democrat come up to me and say, listen, when that curtain closes behind me, I'm going to vote for you and I'm going to vote for other Republicans. The border thing is a disaster. This is a Democrat. I think that they're in big trouble because people are starting to realize that they are putting their communities at risk. This is no longer just a debate issue in a campaign about what's happening in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico. It's happening here in Michigan, and that's a perfect case. Who thinks it's a good idea to even open up the bus door and let them go? We don't know who they are. We don't know what their intentions are. As you said, they don't speak English, have no place to go. It's cold. What do you think is going to happen?
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to fight. They're going to fight for survival. That means busting into a home. It means stealing food. It does whatever it is. Listen, here's the thing that also bothers me. This accused killer in Georgia, Ibarra, this Venezuelan who apparently murdered this nursing student, he'd been arrested for drunk driving, among other things. You know, you get one drunk driving arrest in your life, you're never allowed in Canada, never. And yet, a couple of weeks ago, 150 Democrats, including three from Michigan, voted to not expel people that are here illegally to begin with and then get caught drunk driving. I hope if you get to the United States Senate, you can bring a little more sanity than that.
Well, I guarantee you I'll bring more sanity to that. We're going to close that border down. You know, the remain in Mexico could happen tomorrow. That's what's so tragic about this. Somebody else is going to die. Somebody else is going to get raped. They had a 14-year-old get raped by an illegal in Virginia. They're beating up cops in New York. Someone else is going to get hurt of these policies. We have to do that. And the greatest tragedy of all, is that Biden could do this tomorrow. If they do back remain in Mexico and then surge along that border, people who are hearing these cases, don't let them go anywhere. They should. I would change the way they have the law currently. But what they could do is surge down there. Over 80% of these people will not qualify when they ask for asylum, and just spin them around and send them home. You don't have to do it. And by the way, it doesn't take a whole big bob of money. We have these people around. Surge where they're coming in, deal with these cases, 24 hours, hold them in detention, turn them around, say, yep, nope, you don't qualify, you're going back.
I'll
tell you what that will do. I mean, these countries are culpable in all of this.
Of course they are.
You know, Nicaragua, other countries.
Venezuela is emptying the jails and the prisons because they saw what Castro did. Oh, that's a pretty good idea. If America's going to be that silly, then we're just going to send them all north. Real quickly, tell the folks where they can find out about your campaign.
RogersForSenate.com. Getting lots of progress. We had some great polling, 20 points ahead of anyone else in the primary. We're rolling for victory here. And after the huge Trump win here, we need to start rallying around the poll so we can beat Democrats in November. And start putting common sense back into Washington, D.C., like the border.
And law and order back in our neighborhoods. Mike Rogers, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it, Mike Rogers. 20 points ahead, apparently. We'll have sports with Brock after the break, so don't go anywhere.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I have